give to missions, and today's the time to do that. We have a family so faithful to take care of it, and the Lord's really blessing that ministry, and we're thankful for that. If you have a Bible with you today, if you turn over into Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 20, I won't preach very long today, but I want to stay in this thought of where we was last week and give you a few thoughts out of that last statement of Matthew 20. And if you're willing and able, let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God this morning. Found in Matthew 20, verse number 29. There I'd like to read only six little verses, then you can be seated. The Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says, and they departed from Jericho, and a great multitude followed them. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus did something that He never did many times. He stood still, and He called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" And they said unto Him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." And Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed Him. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You, and so we thank You for this time that we've set aside for Your Word. I pray You'd honor it and bless it today. Help us to be a blessing to the people. Thank You for the good songs that we've heard today that's encouraged our hearts and helped our spirits. I pray now You'd do what only that the Spirit of God can do today by the Word of God. Help us. Help all my preacher friends that's preaching in this hour today. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. Last Sunday we dealt in this text of Scripture where the mother of the sons of Zebedee, the Lord had asked her the similar question, "What should I do for you?" And she said she had a family request. This morning we see here is Jesus asked these blind men what they would have done for them, and they had a faith request, "Lord, would You just open our eyes?" And I want to preach on this simple subject this morning, simply on, "Lord, let us see." Lord, let us see. You know, it's so easy today, even though that the Lord, in the spiritual application, He's touched us, opened our eyes, let us see the old rugged cross. We've been able to come by Christ through faith, and He has eternally saved us. But yet a lot of times we need to do as these men have cried, "Lord, open our eyes." And church, I want to say this morning, may the Lord open our eyes to the Savior that bought us. I sure am glad that He has paid the price. Look in 1 Peter 1 and verse number 18. 1 Peter 1, verse number 18. On, "Lord, let us see the Savior that has bought us." Brother Jamie, as I was reading this text this morning, I got to thinking about in the men's fellowship that you preached on, He was precious. And I want you to notice what it says in 1 Peter 1 and 18. "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things." That word redeemed, I looked it up this morning. It says, "delivered from bondage by paying an equivalent." Aren't you glad that Jesus paid the price to buy us back from the auction block of sin? Nobody else warned us. Jesus warned us, and He paid a price. And He said this, verse 19, "with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead, and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Lord, would You open our eyes to the Savior that bought us. In the book of Titus, if you'll turn to the left in your Bible, the book of Titus, I want you to notice this little text, Titus 2 and verse number 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Here is our phrase, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise Thee. Lord, would You open our eyes to the Savior that has bought us. As we sung that song of the old rugged cross, I appreciate Brother Jesse minding the Lord with that. I appreciate the songs that the choir sung today. But we must never, ever forget the Savior that has bought us. We just didn't happen into salvation. There had to be a price paid. And I want to tell you today, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, Jesus paid the price for you. For God so loved the world that He gave. He died for all mankind, that all mankind could be saved. But mankind has responsibility. We must turn to Christ by faith. And we can be gloriously saved by the blood of the Lamb. And you know, when we sing them songs, I want to say it's all right to raise your hands to the Savior that has bought us. Oh, I'm glad He paid the price, a price you and I could not pay. But oh, He paid it all. And I'm thankful for the Savior that has bought us. Then I want to say, Lord, open our eyes not only to the Savior that has bought us, but open our eyes to the sin that has blinded us. Look, if you would, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Here the Bible teaches that the whole world was blinded. But aren't you glad one time Jesus turned the light on, shined a glorious gospel in your dark hour. You were able to see your sin and see the Savior and come to Him by faith. Lord, open our eyes to the sin that has blinded us. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, listen, church, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. I want to make a statement this morning as your pastor. You know I am old-fashioned and very fundamental in the faith. I'm old school as old school gets. And we see this world acting so crazy, but this world's been acting crazy a long time. And the reason they act so wicked and they do such ungodly deeds, they are blinded. But boy, I sure am glad one day Jesus turned the light on down at my house. And I came to Him by faith and He changed everything in my heart. And so may we have our eyes open today to the sin that blinded us. You know, as a young man, Brother Randall, and I think it is a time that a man must stand his ground and stand firm. But you know, the older I get, the more I feel sorry for the people that their eyes are so blinded. They'll wake up in a devil's hell one morning. There they'll burn for eternity because they've rejected the God of this Bible, sending His Son to die for their sin. I still believe it's one way to heaven, friend. That's by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And aren't you glad He died for all? Lord, let us see. Let us see the Savior that bought us. Lord, let us see the sin that blinded us. But thirdly, let us see Satan that battles us. You know, the reason I know I'm saved is because the devil battles me. Man, I got home last Sunday in that service. We had one saved. The altar's filled. You ought to heard what was on my shoulder all evening. And you know something? The devil will battle you. And so, notice if you would in 1 Thessalonians. Let's just go one verse. 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 Peter 5 and verse number 8. Talking about the Satan that battles us. 1 Peter 5 and verse number 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, boy, he screams loud at times, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And you know, Christian, I read years ago about this text where the devil as a roaring lion, in the lion's kingdom, when he roars, he has his prey to lie down. We hear a lot of loud roaring in this day and this hour. But can I tell you, it's no time to hide under a bush, no time to go under a rock, or time to go in a cave. It's time for God's people to stand up as the blood-washed band. It's crying, Jesus save, Jesus save. There's a better day coming, thank God. There's a better day coming. You remember a couple Sundays ago I preached on building that fire. And I didn't get down this far in the text, but in Acts 28 where Paul brought a bundle on the fire, that viper came out of the heat and fastened on his hand. You know what Paul did? He shook him off. He shook him off back in the fire. Boy, I'm going to tell you, may our eyes be open to Satan that battles us. We're not our enemies. Each one of us, we're not our enemies. We're on the same team. We ought not let the devil use us to discourage one another. And boy, if you're not careful, the devil will do everything that he can. And so this morning, Satan that battles us, you know, I'm glad that when I got saved, I swapped sides of the track. Now the devil is my enemy. He's not my friend. Young people, the devil, he's seeking whom he may devour. You take one drink, before long you can become a drunkard. You take one joint of pot, before long you can do as I done when I was 15 years old. You can get hooked on it. And when you do that, when you want to leave it alone, it won't leave you alone. But ain't you glad now we got a God that lives inside of us that won't leave us alone either? And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, young people, watch the vices of the devil. Watch them cell phones, younger people and older people. The devil will try his best to get you in bondage and sin. We must be on guard, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Oh, may God give us grace and keep us every day of our life. The devil loves to set a trap for us. Satan that battles us. You know, Satan don't want you to enjoy your salvation. He don't want you to be productive in the family of God. And a lot of times, the first time the devil hollers boo, people tuck tail and run. You know, they can come to church and some little thing happened, they get their feelings hurt. Well, that's just what the devil would want you to do. You ever notice people down Walmart ain't concerned about your feelings, but you'll go back down there? You ever notice on that Black Friday sale how crazy people get? You'll start to get a parking spot, there'll be three people pulling in front of you, but you'll go back down there. So we must realize we need some tough skin on us in this day and this hour. We don't need to get offended so easy. Keep your eyes fixed toward Jesus. Keep your heart in this Bible. Walk with Him. And remember, Lord, would you open our eyes to Satan that battles us? Then I want to say fourthly this morning, Lord, open our eyes to the saints that have benefited us. Brother Kevin, I'm thankful for those that have blazed a trail that we may be setting here this morning. When they came to America, they came here to worship in freedom. And I sure am thankful for the men and women that have given their lives to this nation to be free. I'm thankful for the old preachers that I came up under. I'm thankful for the saints of God that have prayed for me. And those that we buried that's gone on before us, thank God for the saints that have simply benefited us. We're here today because others have paid the price. That we may be in a free nation, be in a good church where we can worship God in spirit and truth. I want you to watch this now. I'm not going to turn but one other place, but I want you to look at this in the book of Hebrews about the saints that benefited us. I want you to see what some did. The book of Hebrews. Turn over to the right of your Bible. The book of Hebrews. Look with me, chapter 11, verse 32. Hebrews 11, 32. Hebrews 11 is the great hall of faith chapter. Boy, I love reading in it. We see of all of our forefathers that have gone on before us. Watch how some have operated and lived that has benefited us. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 32. What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak, of Samson, Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness. Watch this, church. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yet moreover bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Look, church, verse 40. God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. What some better things that we have? Well, now we that are saved, we have the Spirit of God that lives in us. We've got a completed Bible that they never did have. We have luxuries in this day and this hour that that group never had. And I will say, Lord, open our eyes to the saints that have benefited us. Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's been big prices paid, and I'm thankful for the goodness of God. But lastly, church, could we see this? Lord, open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes to the Savior that has bought us. Open our eyes to the sin that has blinded us. Open our eyes to Satan that has battled us. Open our eyes to the saints that have benefited us. But lastly, open our eyes to the sinner that should burden us. Oh my. I don't want to see anybody die and go to hell. 2 Corinthians 5 and 14. I'll get Miss Sherry to come this morning, 2 Corinthians 5 and 14. I want you to see this, church, and think about it. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which should live not henceforth live in themselves, but in him who died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, we've known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, now we know Him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become anew. And all things are of God. Here's the text. Who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. Though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. We have the ministry of reconciliation. What's that mean? It means enriching others. It means turning the light on in a dark and a very desperate hour. And I want to say this morning, if you've here and you've never been saved by the grace of God, I pray that the Lord will open your eyes and let you see the Savior that loves you so much. Miss Sherry, a play this morning. Just want her to play. I want to open up this altar. If you have a need in your life, would you come? Don't know.